underneath, portraying information and events that may affect the lives of all people, even you. Friends, our speech, Brother Kalawa, now presents a continuation of the subject, spacecraft. We are privileged to again present Kalawa.
What would happen to an individual attempting to break the magnetic barrier?
In order for any type of craft to remove itself from your planet's magnetic influence, it is necessary for a type of field to be developed completely encircling the craft involved. This field has to provide not only that function, but that of being able to change its very atomic polarity. It must be capable of generating a field intensity of 5 million of what you call Gauss. This spherical field extends approximately 25 feet in all directions beyond the limits of our craft. Needless to say, to those of your people acquainted with the theories of a rather elementary science, any objects acted upon within the circumference of this field lack what is known as inertia in relation to anything outside of the field. Therefore, the effects of that known as acceleration and deceleration, of a sense of movement or change of direction, are not apparent. You have often wondered at our craft's ability to withstand sudden changes in direction. In all of these mentioned figures, this perhaps will shed some light upon this. A secondary function of this field is its changing its very atomic polarity. When a craft leaves the influence of the Earth's magnetic field, or for that matter, any planetary field, and when it enters that of another, spacecraft not so equipped would be literally torn to pieces by the molecular stresses imposed upon their structure. This change in atomic polarity has to be accomplished in a period of time less than 1/1000th of your second. If it is accomplished too soon, the results are within your grasp to comprehend. Or, if it is too late, again, you should have no trouble envisioning the result. Shall we say the timing has to be very exact? When your scientific groups learn more about the influences created by your planet, the interacting forces present between other planetary bodies and those of a galaxy, they will find out a great deal concerning the subject of space vehicle propulsion. It has come to our attention that your first attempt to launch vehicles capable of traveling through space will be unmanned. This is an extremely wise decision upon your part.
What would happen to an individual attempting to break the magnetic barrier?
I would make the following suggestion. that being that should there ever arise an occasion when, through your own ignorance, a craft containing an occupant of any life form is hurled through space, and such a condition as that I have described would occur, it would be our duty to remove the occupant of that vehicle. You may, people of Earth, decide to use life any way you so desire upon your planet. But when you leave its confines, you are subject to laws which are above even us of the Confederation. Therefore, our actions would be in order.
Clalo, what is your reaction to our satellite program?
Yes. Let us now touch for a moment upon that subject known as your satellite program. Your people are aware that in their first faltering footsteps into that known as space, certain scientific obstacles had to be overcome. In several ways, this has been approached. Some of them have shown rather interesting results, but none that could not have been logically anticipated, since it is quite obvious that when a superior force is exerted than the one which is to be overcome, naturally a result can be expected. However, there comes a point, or shall we say, another law is involved. This known amongst your peoples is that of diminishing returns. You have not much further to go, people of Earth, before this becomes painfully obvious. In sending aloft those objects known as your satellites, your scientists have unknowingly committed several grave errors, which I will take the trouble to bring to their attention. They are most certainly aware of a vast ocean of electrical force known as the ionosphere, which surrounds your planet. In projecting any object which has had its natural residence upon your planet's surface or within it, through that known as your ionosphere, a puncture, a hole, is created due to the fact that any object upon your planet's surface carries a specific magnetic as well as electrical charge. And that known as your ionosphere carries that of a different charge. It should be quite obvious that this hole, and being possessed of free atoms that bear similar charges, would create a situation not conducive to healing such a puncture. When these openings are so created, the planet's surface is immediately subjected to intense concentrations of cosmic rays. The effects of additional radiation bombardment from this source do neither the vegetation nor the inhabitants of your planet anything known as good. It has been up to us in the past to heal these wounds in your ionosphere as quickly as possible. In the case where your vehicles describe an orbit which continually takes them through the ionosphere on every orbital pass, it has been necessary to attach to your satellites devices capable of automatically seeing each break or puncture. Your scientists shall soon become aware of this.
would you care to comment on the apparent disappearance of some of our rocket experiments?
There are several of your space vehicles which have disappeared. I leave to the conjecture of the people of your planet what has happened to these. I do not believe that in the minds of thinking men and women upon your planet's surface that the answer will be long in arriving. This, my brothers and sisters of Earth, concludes my remarks at this time. It has been my privilege to address you. Until I speak again, I am Kala, Adonai Vasu Barakas.
Thank you, Kala.